Assalamu alaikum. You know what is one of the sad things to see when you're leaving the masjid? Is somebody smoking a cigarette, lighting up a cigarette. It's very disheartening. And I got a little inspired to make this short little video, cover three important points for someone to think about next time they're going to light up a cigarette. The first thing I want to start off with is the importance to know that strength is in the surrender. When you're surrendering to the Almighty, this is where you get that power, that strength. But when you surrender to your nafs, this is weakness. This is total weakness. And you're being pimped by the shaitan every time you light up the cigarette. The first thing is that as soon as you light up a cigarette, you're burning money. You're throwing money away. Imagine how many good deeds you could have attained by taking that money that you would have spent on a pack of cigarettes. I don't know, what's a pack of cigarettes going for nowadays? $5 to $10, and you're buying one maybe every day, every other day, it doesn't matter. How much of that money, you just burnt it. You threw it away. Imagine how much charity you could have had that money go towards, and you could have racked up so many good deeds, but instead you're keeping this Malik on the left writing the bad deeds because you're earning the displeasure of Allah. Second point, every time you light up a cigarette, you're putting poison in your body. You're running towards cancer. You're running towards suicide, practically. It's like drinking poison. What do you expect when you drink poison? To die. So you're running towards death quickly. And we know that this is something that's definitely haram. It's harming your body. And you're bringing major harm to your body. Major harm. Now somebody might have said 20, 30 years ago is makruh. They didn't know. The science didn't develop. But anybody that tells you that now is out of their mind. It's something that's clearly, it's haram. It's something that's prohibited. Third point is, what kind of example in front of the masjid? We know we live in this beautiful country that you can't even smoke in a public place, let alone stand in front of it, because they know smoking a cigarette is not allowed. You have to be like some, what, 7, 8, 10, 15 feet away. But you're smoking in front of the masjid, smoking a cigarette. Young kid comes up seeing you. What kind of example are you setting? We know that inviting someone to something good, you get the good reward. But imagine you setting some kind of example like this for the young kids to see an old man, young man smoking a cigarette. Believe me, you're going to be accountable for that. You're going to be accountable for that. So my advice, until you break this habit, inshallah Allah make it easy that you can. If where there's a will, there's a way. Until then, go hide under a rock and smoke these cigarettes. Don't let nobody see you doing it. It's bad enough you're doing it, but then you're going and setting an example for some other young kid. So remember these three points. And it's with love, man. It's with love. I'm delivering this to you. And inshallah, this can reach you. And hopefully you can kick this bad habit, connect with Allah, and Allah, anything is possible, and find some way to kick it, man. You got to get off this. We need to rise above this. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.